trust me, that means Gideon James. This is Jack Gentle speaking, bringing you Irving Zundy, author of your radio show, Gideon James. Mr. Zundy is going to tell you what has happened and what's going to happen on Gideon James. Mr. Zundy.
Thank you, Mr. Gentle. Well, to get to the point, our present sequence in Gideon James concerns the marijuana reader. You know, the marijuana cigarette, the reefer. Well, Judy, James husband Donald, and their friends are faced with this problem in Honeycutt, their hometown. Now I'm going to ask the sound engineer to take me out, and I'll bring you a short scene to show you how we introduce the problem.
Donald North, James husband, is running for county attorney. J. John Boggs, a newspaper reporter and friend, suspects that marijuana cigarettes are being sold at Honeycutt High School. So together, they follow a young boy they know has been smoking marijuana. And see him meet John James, high school janitor, and go down to the jailer room.
Yeah,
The first Mr. Harris refused to listen, but Gloria bravely threw herself into the deep.
as you will hear in the following scene.
Lady, you hold your head up very
tall. Oh, you can listen. You want me to love you.
Clara.
Clara. Clara, wait.
Lady, you seem to forget.
Yes, please, Father, please leave me without interrupting.
There's no need for further argument, then.
No, no, there's no need. That's just it. There really needs to be an argument as far as I'm concerned. You have to tell me if you can do something. You need to have a question.
Yes, you're talking to your father.
Oh, see, that's the trouble, James. That's always the trouble. But if you do, you're going to tell me that you're really like a human being.
What do you want to say, James? I...
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Think about Jane mostly, and Bernard and Judy and the rest of this family. They need my help, Father. They need me to testify for them. Oh, Father, they didn't hold back and I need a bear hug. But I need you to do something for them in return. Let me do something up with this son, Father. Let me help them convict me for them.
After some hesitation, Mr. Harris gave in. And Mr. Dan was arrested. Annie was alone in the name of our witness, and unwilling to take any chances. Nick had Danny kidnapped.
And sentiments which had been flowing in our favor turned against us once more. I was accused of running away because I was afraid.
Fortunately, I had passed my bar examination last year. So to prove just the opposite, I decided to try the case myself. What is your name? Since I please, that the judge and jury rule, Gloria Harris, my Gloria, did you ever smoke marijuana cigarettes?
Yes.
Where did you get them?
I bought them from a man.
Gloria, pays 50 cents an hour.
Yes.
Is that man in Miss Clifton?
Yes. Remember? Well, I'm here, Gloria. I'm here.
Stand up, Gloria. Now, will you turn off the man and save him all over the place?
Yes. Yeah, he's over there. I've got to see him.
The misconduction on the west side is almost a certainty. A new character entered the case. A high-class policeman on leaving Chicago recognized and arrested the man who had helped Nick take Sam Jones out of the jail. Faced with possible murder charges, Nick Hampton bled and agreed to give evidence against Nick. Fearing a risk of elephants, Nick sent for me, asking that I come to his jail.
Welcome to the trial, little boy.
What did you want, Mr. Logan?
Another code.
We need nothing to save, Mr. Logan.
As we have. Your husband's life and mine.
Yes. Who?
I've got your husband's life. He was kidnapped on my evidence. And they can't send me anywhere for teenagers when they came for him. Now, that's logic, isn't it, Mrs. Logan?
Yes.
Put your phone on. Take all the time you want. Take it over. Well, yeah. Let that into your sign, I'm not going to take it back. And it's a pretty good one, don't you think? Now no good life for your husband?
That was the hardest decision of my life. But in the end, I did what Danny would have wanted me to do. I went on with the trial.
Meanwhile, Dan and Jerry were fighting seriously for Danny, but to no avail. But fortunately, before the trial ended, my husband is
justice. Yes, and I walked into that top courtroom just as Martin Craig was coming up to the jury. You didn't see no damn face. Well, he did that.
It was a lot more surprise when the jury got in the verdict of guilty.
Well, then, I'm going to walk in. I need to give it up. But I'm not tired. I just about all my life. I guess I can take it. There you have a sample of Judy and Jane Entertainment. I believe it gives you a good idea of the program.
except the greatness of genuineness, the very definite qualities of excitement and success. And finally, I'm sure you see in it the universal appeal that keeps Judy and Jane always in the very first street of America's famous radio program.